Well, Rory, beginning, I suppose, a very hectic schedule, 5 or 6 weeks now, what, 5 games in something like 6 weeks, and 2 games behind you, 4 or 2 points on the board, I suppose. Reasonably happy with the first half?
I'm reasonably happy with the start, to be honest, Tom. You know, if you take the whole package and return a cup in the first 2 games, probably, you know, happy enough considering, you know, the limited probably training we'd done going into the season, you know. So, but very much looking forward to this period now. This is an exciting period for players, management and supporters, but games, and that's what we all want to do, is play games. And as you said, we've 5 games in 6 weeks now, and we're looking to step up, I suppose, our level of performances and ideally get a number of wins, you know.
Yeah, and I know you have had a 3-week break, and I know a lot of the team were away on holidays, but reading Donal Reid's column, they were training pretty hard, and you kept the guys at home in good shape as well.
Ah, yeah, listen, you know, first and foremost, the boys away, yeah, they trained very well out there. They'd done a number of early morning sessions that suited with the level of heat out in Dubai, and I have to say they came back in great spurts last weekend. We did an overnight, and they were buzzing, so they were, and they looked fairly fresh from it. And then obviously the boys at home, we got them 2 games, and the majority of them would be fairly new to the intercounty scene, and it was great to get those games against Fermanagh and Longford, and you know, it's helped in the overall development of those lads as well.
Yeah, and in terms of injuries, I suppose it's as good as it's been for a long time. You're fairly relatively injury free, aren't you?
We are, Tom. Listen, it's great. You know, we have a full complement of players available to us, with the exception of Owen McHugh, who's very close to coming back. You know, so it's a unique position out of a large squad to have that. And I suppose maybe that's down to, you know, we haven't trained overly hard. Definitely, when you step up hard training, you pick up more knocks. That's just the nature of it, you know. But we're delighted at this point in time to have all our squad fit and fresh, you know.
And we're reading during the week as well, Anthony Thompson is going to make an appearance this weekend.
He is, yeah. Anthony's home today. Obviously, he was working in London yesterday. He's flying in there this morning into Derry. So delighted to have Anthony back on board, in fairness to him. From day one at the start of November, when I spoke to him, he said, listen, Roy, I want to play. You know, he says, I've enjoyed it immensely over the last number of years and I want to stay involved. So we understand himself and the girlfriend. They very much have to work, but we work with Anthony, and he's obviously a very experienced player at this stage, and you know, for a lot of good qualities, you know, that will be grateful to have over the next number of weeks.
Yeah, and obviously has a training regime in place over there.
Oh, he has, yeah. Anthony, in fairness, the one thing that always stood out is his own natural levels of fitness. But yeah, he's been training away this last number of weeks. He was hampered a bit for the first 2 league games there with a niggly wee hamstring injury, but that's all cleared up now, and he's raring to go.
And the other question, I suppose, is have you got to speak to Leo McLoone yet? I know you were hoping to speak to him, but probably
No, we haven't. You know, and I know he was out in Dubai there, and I don't think he trained actually with our boys or that, which is the guys that weren't officially involved in us didn't. But I think he's back doing a wee bit with the club, but it's something we might look into the next couple of weeks. You know.
Anyway, Cork tomorrow, and well, I suppose in many ways, I know Cork are normally a good league team, but a little bit of a surprise package this year, given the way they went last year.
Yeah, maybe to some people. I think, again, people maybe read too much into one game where they were obviously fell way below their standards against Kerry in the Munster final. But I think people would have seen Mayo was going very close last year, and they only beat Cork by a point in the quarter final. So I'm not overly shocked. Cork have always produced a lot of good footballers. So they have the 4 points in the bag now, and they fully deserve that, you know. So they'll be coming up here very much in good form and with a lot of confidence.
And it's very much a new look Cork side as well. A lot of changes in personnel, a lot of big names gone. Have you got to see them or seen much of them this year?
Obviously the 2 games on the television and that, and you know, I think it's a lot of the same players as last year, you know. And I think the one thing that stands out, they're probably not as physically tall as they had been there for a number of years, but seem to have more mobility in their team now, so they do, and they've probably added a few more workers as such, particularly around the middle of the field in the half-forward line, you know.
Yeah, and they've ground out 2 good results against Dublin in the opening game and against Monaghan the last day. It's not many Cork teams would have gone to Monaghan in the form they're in and taken a win.
No, definitely not. Listen, Monaghan's a very tough place to come. I think they haven't lost the league in there in a number of years, and for a long period of the game, Monaghan seemed quite, you know, fairly much in control of it, but Cork dug in, and obviously with Colm O'Neill and Brian Hurley up front, they have a lot of quality, and O'Neill's 2 goals came at critical times, but And overall, I was very impressed with their burst displays both days. They hung in games that there was wasn't going their way, and they dug them out. And you know, they've put up big scores as well, Tom. They got 214 against Monaghan, which is a considerable total, you know.
Yeah, maybe a little surprised that the manager has made four changes. It's probably strengthening the side, I suppose, a little bit as well.
Well, look, you know, I suppose you never know the team until you see it on the day when the ball's been thrown in. I think maybe there's a couple enforced there. I know Ian McGuire didn't play in Sigerson, and there was another Brian O'Driscoll picked up a knock in the Sigerson, and I don't know, I'm not sure Chris or Conor Dorman was playing Sigerson as well. So that may be something to do with it. And obviously he took Paul Kerrigan off at half time then the last day, so it's probably that is something to do with it. But listen, there's quality replacements, and Fintan Boole coming back into the team is a big help as well, an experienced campaigner.
And your own selection, no change from the Dublin game?
No, listen, we were fairly happy with the display in many respects. You know, it was our finishing let us down, and obviously the concession of the two goals. But what I would say is we have a fully fit squad now, and it was probably a more difficult team to pick, you know, than it had been, in the sense that we've good competition. Obviously, Neil McGee and Conor McFadden have another 3 weeks. Andy Thompson coming into the equation. So, listen, it's not a bad place to be with having everybody available.
Yeah. Well, I see where you were quoted during the week as saying, you know, lose and you're looking down, and win and you're looking up, I suppose. And that's the harsh reality of tomorrow.
Oh, it is, yeah. Listen, it's going to be a big day throughout the country, you know, with teams going, a lot of teams will go to 4 points and teams will end up in two. That's the nature of it. But look, in the short term, all we want to do is beat Cork this weekend. You know, I think the last time we were up here, we beat them, you know, in a fairly low-scoring game. But there's not much between the teams. We were down there in 2013 and we lost by two. So it'll be a competitive outing, you know, and it'll be a good marker where we're at then.